Hello there, and welcome back to Proactive New York. Joining me this afternoon is Nicole Brewster, CEO at Renforth Resources. Nicole, happy new year to you. How are you?
Happy new year to you as well. I'm great, thanks. And I trust you're healthy and well too. So here we go.
I am all good. So the last time we spoke, you had discovered some battery metals at Suramu. We're now seeing the newest channel sampling results coming from the project. So tell us more.
Yeah, so the last time we spoke, if memory serves, we did talk about Suramo. It's a 30,000 hectares, 30 square kilometer property near Malartic, Quebec. And several areas of battery are critical and strategic metal mineralization. One of them in particular is called Victoria West. It's the western end of a 20 kilometer magnetic geophysical feature. 5 kilometers is what we carve out as Victoria West. We know it's mineralized between our work and historic work across the whole 5 kilometers. But we decided to strip between two of our drill holes from last year, strip the surface. We took off only between 0 and 3 meters of overburden. And then we did channel sampling, and we assayed the channels to see to get a look at fresh rock in situ, to map it and to see what kind of metals we got out of it. And it went well.
Yeah. What did you find here?
We found that the ultramafic, so we stripped 275 meters and we cut something like 40 channels throughout that. All the channels gave back some level of nickel mineralization, especially above background. We've determined that the ultramafic, which is what we see in the 5 kilometer magnetic anomaly we're working on, is endowed with nickel and cobalt consistently or throughout it. And then there are areas of higher enrichment. And then even within those, there are little kicks, but, you know, the channel sampling really just drove home that this ultramafic, which we know we have for 5 kilometers, consistently mineralized with nickel and cobalt, but we got a surprise in that in our drilling, we saw little bits of copper zinc, which we're associating with some sort of VMS or MMS structure that's coincident with the ultramafic. We didn't see a lot of it in our drilling, but we saw a lot more of it in the channels. So that was a pleasant surprise, because we can't see it geophysically yet. So we saw more copper on surface than we expected to see, which is a good surprise to have.
Yeah, that's always great to hear. Before I let you go, you did recently raise some capital before the end of the year, over 1 million Canadian. So talk about how you'll use those proceeds. How long would that take you to?
Yeah, so we raised about just over 1.5 million Canadian, and those funds are earmarked already. We've hit the ground running. We're using those funds at Parbeck right now. We've commenced a structural geological review and gap study because we want to get a structural model for Parbeck. It's never been looked at for gold on a structural basis, and it's in a structurally controlled environment. So we're quite excited that could shed a lot of light on Parbeck and where more gold is. At Suramo, we've earmarked funds for later this month. We'll be doing a comprehensive geophysical survey, which will be MEG and EM. EM's never been flown. It'll let us see the sulfides better. We're going to fly the entire 20 kilometer magnetic anomaly where we've got Victoria West in the west and Colony in the east. And we're also going to fly to the north to Lalonde. That'll allow us to better target our next drill program, which is where the bulk of that 1.5 million is going to go. But we do have some funds earmarked to do a bit more prospecting on a high priority structural target on our next environment gold property in Ontario, and to do some work on the Beaupré copper silver discovery, which is north. It's the area we used to call Malartic West, but we've consolidated Malartic West and Suramo into one giant property. So the Beaupré Shear, which we stripped over 175 meters, which is a virgin discovery of copper and silver, we'll revisit that. All of that scheduling's the bit I can't quite pin down on the drilling yet, but I more or less figure all of that will take us into the summer in terms of funded for some fairly exciting exploration.
All right. Busy year ahead. Nicole, good to see you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. See you later.